Jamen er det ikke? My name is Lars.
Hej Lars.
Good to be here. You're beautiful, all of you. I remember when they read the text to my first NA meeting, they say you are the most important here. And when I come to my second meeting, I nearly stop them and say, hey, you read this last time I was here. Very important. So there was any newcomers? No. Is there anybody with under 30 days clean? No. But welcome if they have been here. And thanks for service. My first convention, I think I didn't know how much work how much work you put in to make a convention. So I know now, after I be chairman in Copenhagen, is 1 week with the stress and fucked up. And the phone ringing all the time. So thanks for service and the convention committee is asking me. And when he calls and he said, can you speak English? Yes. And then we end the conversation. I think, can I speak English? and then I think it was about time they called me. I waited long for this. And after that, my lower self-esteem is talking, and can I do it? And call my sponsor. He said, your higher power is only giving you what you can deal with one day at a time. So of course you can do it. And I called him before here, and said, I said to him, is your work with me? Then you can say you're my name. So sorry for my English grammatic, but I do it as well as I can. Yes. I think there are more people here than when I was in the court last time, and it's very it's very, you fill me up with power, and it's a very pleasure to be here. I'm feeling gratitude in my heart to sit here and deliver my message. Maybe it's not the same as yours, but I will give that, and I thank my sponsor and his sponsor and his sponsor and his sponsor. Of course, who was the first, I think, that don't have a sponsor? And of course, all my sponsees. They always grounded me when I sit down my luxury problems and think life is too hard to me, and shall I travel this summer? Where shall I go? Then my sponsee is calling me, and it's very important, and that's my message. It's what's all about, I think. Stay clean today, no matter what. I didn't come here because I eat too much cake, or buy too much shoes, eat sugar or something. I came here because I was so close to dying of using drugs. That's why I'm here. And it's about giving the message to the newcomers. And the speak earlier today, she said it was very, very, I thought, wow. And she said, when I come back with my head down in the floor, and that I think is a disease of shame, and it's very important to take care of the newcomers. That's it's what's all about. The men, newcomer men, shall I take care of? Yes. There are two things I gotta know about my higher power. My sponsor said once, he exists. And it's not you. And that's what I really like that. And because sometimes I take my advice, I don't use it myself. And that's where a sponsor called me, and I can ground back, and I should do what I told them to do. It don't work all the way. So yes. People ask me, are you nervous? And I don't think I was then. It's normally not a feeling in my system. I'm extremely happy or depressed. That's not much between. But it's now I'm. I can feel I'm nervous. Fuck! I can feel it. I should have a tennis coach chair, maybe, so you can see me. But it's very good to be here. I am from Copenhagen, born there in a normal family, and I remember the last day we came here to this meeting, and it's about secret, writing secret. I think, what the fuck are we doing here? Why did we not came tomorrow? But it was a very good meeting, and I began to think about my life. And the first 9 years of my life, it was good, always good. And then my mother became sick with, I don't know in English, sclerosis, multiple. she got sick. And I remember when I was 10 years old, I heard my mother say to my father, if we don't have get Lars, maybe I mustn't get sick. Of course, it's not too, because she was a bad woman, but for that day, I took a decision. I can't trust adult people. And I, for months ago, I find class photos from the summer before I heard her say it, and after. And before, I sit in the middle, and after I sit out on the side, and I can see a very angry, sad boy. And just before my 11-year-old's birthday, I find the solution, I think, and smoke my first pipe of hashish. And from that day, I'm looking for that feeling in 22 years, and just came down to the grave. I think all the years, I actually want to stop tomorrow. And even when I stood in the lowest life and fixing heroin, cocaine, and get methadone and bringing 30 beers and 8 pills, and people said, do you need help? With what? That's a very, this disease is a strong one, and it's just taking people to the grave if you don't, for me, if I don't follow this program, it's the only one thing that I get getting me to stop clean. I have tried everything, and I drink and then not drink, so try heroin, some methadone, and my luck was I was so bad to criminal because I ended up in jail whole time. I couldn't find out to steal. I was in jail whole time. This saved my life. And I remember I have two sign of what the disease is for me. The first one is my grandfather. He's dying. He was in the apartment. He was in the bedroom lane. And then I just sneaking in over his body and took his wallet and go into my family and say, I can't stay here. I miss grandfather. And then I go to the street and buy the drugs. That's the disease. And that's what's happened. If I don't came here and be with you, then I'm a cheater and a liar and a steal. I have a wife, I fuck another woman. That's my truth. If I don't came here and have a program and regularly go into meeting and have sponsors and using my sponsor and doing service and of course have some kind of higher power with me. I don't want to talk so much about all the stuff, and you know how it is to feel different and not feeling belong, and I couldn't feel what I felt. If I was happy, I should go out. If I was sad, I should go to my room, and you know all that. And but it was a long trip down, and I remember the last time before I was in prison, I stood in called Istedgade in Copenhagen with fixing blood on my trousers, and I saw a man driving to work, and I remember I thinking, Christ, he was having a boring life. I'm happy it's not me. And then I going to jail, and my last 6 year sentence, I sat there and I was very fucked. And in some way I go to the priest because he have free cigarettes. And I remember he laying on his knees and praying for me, and in my head I just him and just talking down to him in my head. But after that, I in a very pills stones. I got up to the doctor and said, I want to get out of a methadone. And then when it's hurt, the doctor said, no, I don't want it. I want it back. And the doctor said in jail, have you thought about treatment? No, I didn't know what that was. And he showed me a name of treatment center in Denmark. And then I said, I want to go there to that name. And the only thing I'm doing that because 10 years before that, I meet a man called Johnny. He's dead today of relapse, but I met him. I said, what happened to you? I've been in treatment. And he said that name. I'm clean. I'm coming in Narcotics Anonymous. Johnny, you need some heroin. For Christ's sake, what are you doing? But 10 years after, I remember it. So that's important when the spirit is want to find another way to live, it's important, very important. But 10 years after, I remember that name, and I want to go out there, but they don't want to pay for me. So I sit there in isolation because I was very, very scary prisoner. And I got clean in the isolation prison. And I remember just before I should release, they said, we don't want to pay for you. And I said to the doctor, you have to give me something because I get out and die. And that day I should release, I stood there and get my things. And the way out of there, he ran. The doctor said, you can go to treatment. I've get it in. Okay, can we meet in the center? And he said, no, we're driving now. So that's some days are still. Why could we not meet in the center? But then I have not been here today, I think so. And I come to that treatment center. I meet a guy. I say, good to see you. What are you talking about? You don't know me. And, looking around, and he's got a lot of pills. I can manipulate with him, and the adult with the keys, keep away, and I have this prisoner attitude. And the guy that took care of me on this treatment center and give me love, and I sometimes, if I don't meet up, they missed me, and something like that. And it was the first time I heard other people talk about me. I think the first time was in the Lord of Rings, Smeagol. It's like my personality. But there they talk about me. And it was wow, relief. And this guy we follow, and 5 years after, he took a relapse. And last year, I working in that rehab, and he come back. And then he saw me and crying, and in my arms, help me. And today he's my sponsee, and he just helped me. He just worked the four steps. He can read and write, so I go through that shit again with him. But it's so giving. And yes, this, of course, I come to my first NA meeting because you can get out of the treatment and go to McDonald's, and they say to me, "There are girls in there. Come with us." Okay, so I go there, and I think it doesn't matter why you go to meeting. Of the wrong reason, it doesn't matter. I felt it worked. And I sit there in a meeting with 100 people, and the guy next to me should speak. So all the people just sit and listen to him, and it was long hour to sit there and thought for everybody thinking something about me. And I thought after the meeting, it's not for me, this one. But one guy came to me, and that's why it's important to go to the newcomers and said, "Can you not, we have seen in prison together." But at that time I was 40 kilos lower, and I have to keep my trousers on. And I remember him, he gave me a hug and his phone number, and that's why I came back. It's the only thing that do I came back. And yes, DNA, Narcotics Anonymous, is a program designed to get in your success in every area of your life. If I'm willing to do it, what they told me to do. And the way I stay clean is the same way, is the same thing I do when I do drugs. I say to my boss, "I don't have trust," but you don't. You buy a man in the street, he says, "What, the best coke, you put it in your arms?" Of course you have trust, you have just used it to break you down and not build you up. But I'm not willingness. You could drive in an old bicycle, in a snowball, in winter with shorts, if you want to, so of course you are. So that's what I'm using today. Because if I listen to my head or feelings, when I wake up in the morning, I'm a little bit sick today. Maybe I should stay home and not get out and smoking cigarettes and not eat and taking the phone. I really need to relax. So that's, I use my, the same as when I was, it's the same I use, I just build it up. And the basic check says, how it works. Sådan virker det på dansk. And that's what, when the pusher said to me, "If you will take this and this, then how it works." Ah, can I only take half? That and the same I do in Narcotics Anonymous. I felt it worked, and then I take it. Of course, and I remember, and I trust all the old timers. I really trust them, so it's important to me to see people came back after relapse, because I'm not safe or anything. This can happen to me. Not today. I'm sure of that. I don't use today, and that is when I start. The most important thing for me is not using today. And our sponsor is, of course, the best, and you have the best. And he ever gave me a feeling that I'm wrong. And it's not, what I give through to my sponsors, through is a wrong word, but you understand me, is I get through. I deliver to my sponsors, never give them a feeling they're wrong. Because I do that job for myself very fine. And the most thing my sponsor says to me when I call, "What do you think about that? What do you think? Me? Can you take my responsibility and tell me? No. What do you think? But I think it's not good. So don't do it. But what if I do? I love you anyway." And in the years, it's been a shorter period, I treat myself bad. But of course I do it. Of course I have something I like to see, sit home with alone, and you shall not know it. Of course, I'm an addict. And sometimes I... Welcome. sometimes I find another things that get me good, like a meditation. I can do that in a month, 4 times a day, and then I stop. Why? I'm an addict, and I don't feel every day I must have a good. There's always a little sitting there and making noise. But this program is stronger than that. I'm using in 23 years every day, every fucking day. And I thought about what happened that day I didn't use. Something came between me and the drugs that was stronger, and the addiction is that, and this you and NA, Narcotics Anonymous program, is stronger. Yes, and then we start to, I come into Narcotics Anonymous, and my first sponsor teaches me a lot about the newcomers. When I called to him, he said, I said, oh, it's so bad. Then he said, do you have a meeting the other day? There was a person, Peter, he has 2 days clean. Do you know how he felt? No, it's about me. Try to call him. Then I found out how I get my head out of my ass sometimes. It's talking with the newcomers and give it what I have, getting totally free. So of course I gave it. He relapsed, and he said also to me, take good care of the newcomer, someday he will be your sponsor maybe. And every time I think about the people who are suffering, of course I think about him. And my sponsor today is calling me and saying, I just want to tell you he has relapsed, and I say, what should I do? Should I have a new sponsor? It should be you. Because I have used with my sponsor, and the last time I saw him, he was yellow in the face and was running away from the hospital with a disease, what you call it, liver, hepatitis or something like that, yes. And I think he's not gonna make it. And I go into jail and get out 6 years after, and I heard he hit. It's the same name as me. I'm Lars Sørensen, he's Lars Jørgensen. I heard Lars Jørgensen is married and has a job and everything. And I met him and said, what happened? Just follow the program. So I picked him and then I should buy some pencil and start to writing. And first step, yes, but I don't lie anymore. That's a lie, he said. And I start, you lie now? Ah, okay. I lie a little bit. And he said, is woman also a little bit pregnant? So I like the humor in the, I don't remember when you said elbow. Did you all say that, Hanska? Det er samme humor i alvor, det kan jeg godt lide. That's a lie. And I have a lot of example where he, with few words, turned me around. I have a girlfriend, and she was in the fellowship. We was together in 5 years, and then I was cheating her, and of course she kicked me out. She said, we have an open relationship. I didn't know anything about it. So she had some kind of humor, and I was kicking out, and I felt really, really bad. I'm moving to the treatment center, and I have it so, wow. It was a pain, and it was like the drugs. And people is calling me all the time, we're concerned about you. And they call my sponsor and said, they're concerned about me. They'll be concerned about me in 15 years. Just don't use. And that's an example of how he turned me around. And of course, I should write about it. And writing first step again. And second, I can't talk about first step without talking about second and third. these three are together for me, and I use it so much without knowing it. Call and said, hey, I can find out of this. Hey, you should do this. And then I do another thing. And many times, open the door and get a bat in my head. And open it again and get the bat in my head again. And then open it and where's the bat? I find the bat and get it in the head. And then I use step number three and open the second door. And my first sponsor, I ask him always, what is the difference between hope and trust? And he said to me, if you come to a town with tooth pain and you know one in the town, you ask him where's a dentist, and because you have a hope, he will help you. So you come another day with tooth pain, you go directly to the dentist because you trust it, and it makes sense to me. So use it if you want, also in Swedish, it's okay, yes. Then we start to step number four, and I heard many things about it, and he said, you have to do it all. So just write, and that's why I don't think it was so bad as somebody told it was. And I think when slow down by sharing is, wow, so hard, so it's nothing like that, standing out there without money and have no drugs, then a fourth step is nothing, yes, it sounds like Scottish, yes, it was a long way, I'm writing in 1.5 years, last the Benjamin was yesterday about sex, and also find out I have many good things, but I don't knew. And then I fremlagde for him, my sponsor, and he said, now we're starting. Wow, I thought we were starting for a long, long time ago. And then came step number 6 and 7, we call forgotten steps. Another thing I never heard about them, what can that be, is train a little bit and that's it. And you start to say, you're writing in 90 days, daily, what get you mad, what are you afraid of? Whoa, and I'm writing and writing, this 90 days, and he said, I come to you, make some food. And you just eat and eat, and then you took the 90 day. Yes, that's fine. So that's it was for me, and to find out who is my defects. 5 defects that control me if I give them space to do it. And they are still there. Of course they're there. Someday they don't. Okay, if I'm very angry, I think I'm gonna kill him and I don't do it and smile to him, I think the madness is gone in that moment, and then they come back 2 minutes after. But this is the 5 defects that control me is fear, number 1, fear, concern, and then is a lie, number 2, surprise, and then is angry, and I can't translate the last two defects. But it's step number 6 and 7. I was growing so much after that. I couldn't see it when I was in it, but after I can see it. And it was the same when I have given my 4th step to my sponsor. I get home and waiting. I'm waiting. I should feel something, and nothing happened. Yes, one thing happened. I get a new step. It's right, but after a time I can see it, what happened. Some of my shame is released for me, and we came to step number 8, and wow, that was a lot of people I have hurt, and I'm writing and said, have you remember all the people where you have stealing their times also? Like, and I write and write and write, and he came home to me and I showed him the step number 8 and I said, I just so you can remember, I have marked the steps I shall mate, and look at me in a loving way and say, you shall mate them all. And we start with the police. I have writing police, but very small in the bottom. And then I should write a letter to the police. And it was not difficult to write a letter where I not manipulate and only take my only responsibility. See, and she try to do it, ask other, how did you do it? And the first letter I write, I am willing to do everything to make it good. And he said, hey, you have burgled in 500 houses. What if they say you can come and take our dishes every week? We'll do that. And no, maybe not everything, but I'm willing to not to do it again. And then I found out what sorry really means. And I wait, and nothing happened. And someday I stand in a supermarket and the phone call is the police chief of Copenhagen. Is it Lars? No, I was just saying no. And I said, yes, it was. And he said, thank you for your letter. Whoa, and then and my sponsor said I should write it in and I will do speaks for young people for my own money. And he said, we don't have speaks right now. Oh, sad. Of course, I was happy for that, but it was very powerful. I have stealing from 6 years old, always stealing. And then the police chief is thanking me. So I knew it's working there. And step number 9 is where I'm getting my life back. Taking my life back for all I did, all my family is back to me. My father is my best friend. Sometimes today I hate him when I got clean, and the only thing I do is read that fucking little letter like this, and I talk to my father, and we are healing the feelings between us. So he has another way to say things. When I was fired from a job, people said, how are you feeling? He said, it's like getting a knockout in a boxing fight. But I understand what you said. And step number 9 is really where I got free and released much of my shame. And I'm not afraid to tell who I am, also with dark sides of me, because they are also there. And it's a gift to look people in the eyes and say, that's me, I do that. Sometimes I'm hunting sex all the time, but that's me. But sometimes I'm very tilfredsende. And NA and RAW, and that's me. And again, I called my sponsor and said, so fuck to your day is bleeding, just go to meeting. And that's, I like, that's the way it is. He said to me, he never gave me a feeling that I'm wrong. It's about 1 year ago, I have tried any other addiction than drinking and then using drugs. All the things they say when I come to you, you say you can use drugs or drink. But this addiction is not good for you, but you can do it, but don't, maybe it's good for me. And it's a very strong addiction in Copenhagen. There was a 4,000 years clean time, and they can say to me, don't do it. They're not right, I think. So it's a stronger disease. And I think, what have I don't do? I have never steal clean, so I try to steal the supermarket. 2 movies, I've never seen them. And I came home and everybody I told say, hey, shame, man, go in and say sorry. I called my sponsor and said, I steal. It's not good. He said, what do you steal 2 movies? What movie that? Oh, that's good, can I borrow it? So that's why we came. came down in where it belong. But today I shall in that fucking supermarket because I can't go in there. It's hunting me. When I see it, it's hunting me. When I see Factor, it's fucking hunting me. And it's not as I steal, but the next month I fighting not to steal every time I was in the supermarket. That's what's happened to me. And the same when I look porn. It's not bad to look porn. It's my view on women that turn me, getting me sick. And when I buy shoes, it's getting me sick. I have 15 pairs of shoes. I don't use them. And I sometimes I give it to the homeless, the standing and not have a home. So I go down and give it to him. Yes. And I sit tight and safe in step number 9 still. It had been, I have 10 years New Year's evening this year, but step number 9 is taking a long time. And my sponsor said, you just take a break to feel good. It's okay. When you want to feel good, you do it again. Oh, I want to feel good, then do it. not right now. So that's also what I found out in step number 6 and 7. I have been to an old school party, and I was in love in my then with a twin, and she was married. Then I would have sex with her sister, and he was in love with me, and I lied to her, and I went to my sponsor and said, what? He said, write into it. And then I ring him again and said, something happened to me that's not happening to all you. What's that? I have difficult to feel good. Oh, welcome in the club, he said. But, that's... I don't want to say difficult, it's a wrong word. I try to enjoy when I feel good, and also when in the hard period. It's not just all good. I've been through all things and stay clean. All things, I think so. Many are dead, and many, and my liver alive have cancer medicine. Against and go through that, and with my ex, it was very hard to come over and look him in the eyes, and I don't meet him, so I know where I should go to meet him, so I don't come there. It's a bad meeting. It's okay. Yes. 3 minutes. Yeah. Er den ved at være? Vi havde en opening speaker i Copenhagen, der sagde after about this time, I shall end now, because else I'm gonna start telling things I don't have doing myself. I think that's a good one. Then I start to lie and create and want to share things from other people has done, and it's not fair. Because I'm also warm up now, and I can talk through the morning. I'm still and talking and talking and talking. And you do that and that, and then I do that. And I'm sure it's you. Yeah. Maybe. Don't remember, so yes. I just see my list. I have a written a little list. I shall prove. I would end with a little funny story about when he called me, Michael called me, and after a week I go to the home site, I'm looking at the program, where's my name, and I see Rosa, and Jackie, 28 years at that time now, and I ring, SMS him, and God, and then I look again, and there's stood, here is the program from last year, and with big red, that's the program this year comes later. That's what the disease is about self-centeredness. So we give good sense. I come here and try not to give. I try to give what I have, and I, of course, I pray to the higher power and my gift what I have, and I pray for I get a success, of course. And the, earlier, the Karina is speaking, as counting the chair. It's only 50. It's a main speak. I cannot do it under, under 100, I don't speak. But of course, it's my first main speak, and so in English, in Denmark, they don't call me because I'm talking all the time. So maybe they call from Jylland and ask me if you want to speak, if we chosen you. Yeah. And he called 2 days later and said, God, it decides not to be you. Hey, who was to that meeting? I'm gonna delete them from Facebook. They're not my friends. But it's not about me. It's not about me. Unfortunately, it's not about me. In Denmark, we have Storm P. You know him here? He wrote in slogans, and he said about eagles. Eagles only thinking about themselves. Is it only me that thinking about me? Yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you.